The views expressed in this interview are those of the individuals and do not reflect the official policy or position of the U.S. government, the Department of Defense, the U.S. Navy, or the Naval Postgraduate School. Welcome to the Trident Room, brewer of stout conversation, unfiltered and on tap.
Welcome back to another episode of Trident Room Podcast Unfiltered.
Cheers.
Unfiltered.
Cheers. Cheers.
You forgot
Cheers.
Last time. Sorry, audience.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Oh, no. I'm
just Huzzah.
All right. So I'm Elena.
Alora.
Hey, y'all. I'm Anthony.
And I'm Christina.
We have a guest.
Hey, Christina.
Hey, Christina.
Welcome, Christina. What do you do here at NPS?
I am the public affairs officer at NPS.
Ooh. Awesome. Well, we are very, very happy to have you here as a guest on our unfiltered episode. Welcome.
It's great to be here.
All right. So, Alora, you want to go through what are the events coming up for our first segment?
Sure. I'll kick off September events coming up. Monterey County Fair through 9-1, which is Labor Day. We have the day off typically, so if you want to go spend it at the fair, that's a good way to do it.
Is it just that one day?
No, it's the whole Labor Day weekend.
Well, you said 9-1. I'm like, is it?
I said through 9-1. The Monterey County Fair is running.
When does it start? When is that?
It's the whole weekend. So I think Thursday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. What's that?
Thursday's not a weekend.
You're terrible right now.
It depends on if you're, do you want to, are you contributing anything
to the event?
To this? Yeah. Do you want to make the spreadsheet next time? Okay. Annie, we have some great local theater this month. Annie at the Outdoor Forest Theater is happening this month. Heather's the musical at Paper Wing.
Yes, buy your tickets now.
St. Joan at Pack Rep. All of these are running through either the 14th or the 21st. Just check online there. The first Friday is Night Market 831 out in Sand City, as well as
Definitely
First Friday at the Monterey Museum of Art. The first weekend in September is also Festa Italia weekend. So at the Custom House Plaza, they have like this huge Italian festival where you can get gelato and arancini to your heart's delight.
Don't tempt me. I just got back from Italy.
Did you really? Well, then, go out there. Let us know.
Yeah, support. Who's the main guy that goes out there and like he's the local fixture here on the
What is his name?
I forget his name, but you'll see him out there, and he performs like Frank Sinatra night in Carmel.
Oh, wow.
Doesn't he?
Yeah.
Yep.
Doesn't he? Yeah.
You'll see him out in town.
So. The Santa starting the 10th of September through the 14th, the Santa Cruz County Fair. Also, the 10th through the 14th is the Ferrari Challenge North America at Laguna Seca.
Oh, cool.
No. If people like Ferraris for 4 days straight, I guess.
They're going to be going by my house for 4 days.
Yeah, that's right.
On the 13th of September is the Gala for the Arts at Hartnell. From what tell, it's like a performing arts gala kind of situation.
Yeah, it's really cool. They do, if I remember correctly, they do a lot of kind of like expo almost. Like they have theater people and other artists like perform.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Also on that day is the Carmel Art Walk, which is a nice time. Mm. You just walk around local galleries, and they usually have like snacks and wine, which is fun.
Snacks and wine.
All the art that we can't afford.
All the art that we, but the free snacks and wine, I think.
And you can look at it.
Yeah, and you can look at it. The last weekend of September is the Monterey Jazz Festival, so starting the 26th, I believe that Friday. Also, that same weekend, a motorsports and music event called Gridlife Laguna Festival, which I've never heard, but apparently Laguna Seca is having their own competing festival, music festival.
Well, there's a lot of new stuff coming out at Laguna Seca. Was it here that you guys told me about the like observatory?
Yeah, like the stars event.
It's not even like race car related, but at least it's like out of the city, so you can see it.
We kind of expand more, and you can go.
That's
bike
interesting.
There too, and things like that.
But yeah, that's it for September.
Did you mention the Modern Symphony Orchestra Love Letter to Paris? I don't know if I caught that.
No.
Is that in September?
That is September. September 16th and 17th. Love Letter to Paris. It's going to be at the Forest Theater. If y'all haven't had a chance to attend, I highly recommend. If you go dressed up as one of the characters, you can win a prize.
We still haven't figured out what our group costume is going to be.
Yeah,
I'm thinking Ratatouille. What?
Well, you can be different, though. Everyone should be different, though. So, yeah, because one of the songs is Ratatouille, and then it's going to be, I think, End with Phantom of the Opera. And so.
So I'm not super up to speed on, like, the local what's happening, but I can tell you for the Jazz Fest, we are having they're going to celebrate Navy 250.
Oh, my gosh.
Anniversary. because the Navy Band is coming to perform at Jazz Fest. Also going to be performing with the Del Monte Brass at graduation.
Oh, cool.
Are they really? Wow. Spoiler alert, you heard it here first, folks. Yeah. The graduation planner didn't even know about that one, so like, I'm all excited over here. Like,
has it mentioned?
Ooh, local, no, that's local amazing. What's the golf course that's right behind there?
Behind what? Behind what, yeah.
The behind pines? The fairgrounds. Yeah, the pines, right? The pines. Yeah. So you can actually listen and hear a lot of the music there. So in case the tickets are a little pricey, just saying, they're there, right? So that's an option for y'all. Because the tickets can add up. So, and then my recommendation is general admission, if you have a chance. Just, I think it's better to set up a tent or a blanket.
Oh, sit on the lawn type of thing?
Yeah.
Or a tent if you want to make everybody mad around you.
That's right.
Like a beach tent, like those little like single ones for shade.
Anthony probably brings like a gazebo with like,
he seems like a guy hors d'oeuvres. Yeah.
It comes with a butler. All right. Well, yeah, great September full of local events.
Awesome. Cool.
Yep.
I have something to tell you guys.
Okay.
So I live in Delray Oaks and, I have told many of my friends that there are turkeys that live out in there. Like, there's this flock. There's this flock
that's
of turkeys.
That's just me dressed up.
I knew it!
Well, so we can't hunt you.
Well,
I'm a protected
species.
I'm protected.
I've been trying to tell, like, that at my friends, but no one believes me, that there's what I call an ambush turkey. Okay. That is like always.
Steal your wallet?
There.
What does it do?
No, okay. So we have like a flock that's a local flock of like 18-ish turkeys that just love to hang out
that's
with my across the street.
I like how specific
house.
You are, like 18.
No, I've counted.
She's got names.
I've legit I go up my driveway and I'm like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
You're like, Harold, get 18. Off the roof.
Okay.
What do you call a flock of turkeys? Is there a name for that?
I think so. Other than a flock, but I'm not sure.
Know,
what it is. Anyway, so so there's been times where I've like come like around the front of my car to get into the driver's side of the car and like a freaking like huge male turkey is like standing there and by my car and we both just scare the absolute bejesus out of each other. But it's like he's there all the it's like an ambush turkey and like nobody believes me. And
do you think it's the same one every time?
I do.
Wow.
Well, that's just in my head.
But what's his
like,
name?
Tom, okay. I think. Yeah. But my tenant that lives, like...
his birth record.
We'll have to blur out the license plate and put it in the show notes, because this is hilarious.
I have proof. What? I finally have proof.
Gosh. Oh, wow.
There's an ambush turkey on my car.
They're pretty aggressive, too, the Toms. Like,
yeah.
That's what the male ones are called.
So that's his name, Tom. Yeah. But I finally have proof, because my, somebody that lives with me, like,
that's
she
a big
parked
boy.
Up on the street, and she was coming down the driveway, and she was like, oh... And caught him in the act.
Really?
Caught him in the ambush act.
I feel like we need to church it up a bit, and it should be like Tomothy.
Tomothy?
Tomothy.
Tomothy.
Tomothy Preston.
Timothy.
Go back to the gazebo at the festival with Tony.
Come here.
Okay. So that was my excitement for the day. I was so excited to have proof
that.
This was a picture it was taken today, so I finally have proof that there is an ambush turkey waiting for me every day.
Are you going to charge him rent? Move in there?
Well, I mean,
that's like charging pet rent. I don't necessarily agree with that. Like, your pet doesn't have a job, so how are they supposed
I've
to
been telling mine
rent?
To get a job for years. I'm like, what do you even do around here? When are you going to contribute to
mine's
the household?
Mine's
get
like,
them an Instagram account and then they can contribute.
That's true.
As like my therapist, I feel that they have paid their due.
Like it or not, right?
Yeah.
Why are
your
pets smoking? Like I talk to them a lot. I don't know.
Like, I'm pretty sure they need a glass of wine.
They keep running
and
away.
A cigarette after dealing with me.
I don't know. Maybe a therapist, too.
So, yeah, I think they earn their pet rent in that way.
Really, really quick, have you ever heard of turnspit dogs?
No.
So
what?
Well, because breeds were meant for a reason, right? They had a role. A
oh, the
role,
dogs
right?
that walked in the wheel.
Yeah, they walked
and
in the wheel.
And they turned to spit.
They
literally
turned to spit. And so they're like these little stocky, beefy dogs.
Mm-hmm.
That they all they loved to do was just like turn the spit of meat, like all day. And that was their entire job. Like they're pretty adorable. Mm-hmm. I'll look at it here. Maybe we can post it later. But so they did have jobs in the past, but now they're really our therapists, I guess.
Yeah,
you know,
definitely.
Love
definitely bugs, therapists.
Know, like, I love bugs there.
Or they are riddled with anxiety and need their own therapist.
Yeah.
That's what we've done
like,
with them.
You get a dog for like a therapy dog, and your therapy dog needs therapy dog for their yeah.
Exactly.
It can get really messy.
A therapist, yeah.
I haven't had enough cider to have that make sense to me yet.
Who watches The Watchmen, right?
Who watches The Watchmen, yeah.
Right. Anyways, yeah.
All right. Do we want to do the randomizer?
All right.
Don't be like that. Don't be a defeatist.
Does Kristen
as
know
we go
how,
into
the,
this?
For the, how this works?
For the listeners,
no,
if
Christina
they don't
does
know,
not know how this
they don't
works.
Know. I never win this.
Okay.
What is it?
So, Alora has a randomizer on her phone that you put your finger on the screen, and it will choose a random finger on the screen to be the first person to start the game,
except
basically.
Except for me.
Okay.
And Anthony never wins, so he's a little bit bitter.
Well, maybe beginner's
I'm
going to
leave my finger out, though, because I don't know what I don't know
you
what
have a question?
To talk about.
Yeah, just hold your finger in.
Hey!
What did I say?
Wow.
Beginner's luck.
Hates me.
All right. So, what is your question for this episode?
Oh, I have to ask a question?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't
or
know
like
if
a
that
topic.
Came prepared.
Or,
okay, hold on.
Or
I
you
got
can
you.
Give it to me.
No.
Ooh,
no.
You're going to alley-oop to your mic
don't give
partner.
It to him. Don't give it to him.
Alley-oop over there.
He's probably prepared every
I do,
week
I do.
And has like a list of prepared.
I do actually.
Drawing from the list. All right. What do you got?
Can I read it out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's if I can read.
That's a good question.
What's your I'd never admit this on Spotify Wrapped artist? I don't even know what that means.
Okay. So Spotify Wrapped is what happens at the end of the year, and it basically tells you a list or like kind of sums up everything that you've listened to.
Over
for
the
whole year, and like the percentage of how much you've listened to it, and like how many, how you rank against everybody else that's listened to it, like how much you've listened to it. If you're ADHD like me, if you have like a fixation and you
it'll
are
like
the
you're
the
top
3%
of yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So the question is basically like, what is your guilty pleasure that you would not want to admit would be on your Spotify draft.
Okay, so is this a question for me or is this a question for
we're
the
gonna,
table?
We're yeah,
just
we're gonna discuss. Yeah.
So, thank you for explaining the question, by the way, because I'm over here like, what?
I thought you started rapping. Like,
wrapped like, but it's wrapped like, like wrapped
oh,
a
wrapped.
Present.
Okay.
Not
yeah, because
wrapped.
It's like your year in music wrapped up
see, I have
in like
in a summary.
So I have Spotify, but with an 11-month-old now, I think
oh,
at the end of this year, it'll
oh,
be
no.
like wrapped
baby
up
shark.
With
baby
with,
shark.
Baby
water.
Baby shark. You're the top 3%
like
of baby
child
shark.
Sleeping. You know, white aww, noise.
Baby
yeah.
Einstein
probably
or
what
whatever.
Gonna,
yeah.
No. Gosh,
baby
no. And then, of course, if I were to make a joke, I would be like, oh, I'm sure at the end of the year, everybody's going to have Coldplay as their rap.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. Yes.
That's so funny.
Oh, that's true.
Oh, that's so
marketing,
true.
Marketing, by the way. They got Gwyneth Paltrow. Yeah. And then Ryan Reynolds, right, to come out and like, be spokes-
I didn't
temporary
see the,
spokesperson.
I didn't see the Ryan Reynolds
oh, I love
one.
The Reynolds one. If that's true, I love that.
I don't know.
He's always in it, though, isn't he?
Yeah.
In it
yeah,
to
yeah.
win
in
it.
What?
Always
in everything.
Stuff. He's
yeah.
always just putting himself
oh,
in like,
yeah.
the
oh, yeah.
controversies
yeah.
and things.
Which I respect. Yeah.
I don't even know because I like I'm not embarrassed about my playlists. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like I'm gonna sit here and I'm gonna own it. Like you cannot believe my Island Vibes playlist. It's full
Island
of good
Vibes.
Music.
Oh,
love
we're
it.
Gonna have to share that
you
one.
You wish that you had this playlist.
Yeah, it's great.
What is your most that you think somebody would consider a guilty pleasure?
I'd have to look at what my Spotify is because
yeah.
the other thing is
you forget.
Not
that's the whole thing about
forget,
the rap. It's like a surprise because you forget what
yeah,
you listen
like,
to
oh
in January.
Oh my goodness, I totally went ham on that person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I am weird and.
What does ham mean for the listeners again?
No. Okay.
I'm just kidding. We're not supposed to curse on this show.
We could go in depth, but I went I went crazy on that artist.
Good save.
I don't really
Spice Girls.
S Club
I will
7.
Never
S Club 7.
Hello.
There we go. There we go.
Be embarrassed of Spice Girls.
S Club 7.
I don't know what S Club
oh,
7 is.
We're going to have to
yeah.
learn you.
What?
He's too
oh,
young. Back in my day, we listened to S Club 7.
Too young. You didn't even know what Spotify 98
degrees.
Rap was.
That's
because
that proves my point.
There you go.
98 Degrees. Yeah.
Oh man.
I saw 98 Degrees in
of
concert.
Of course you did.
When I was like, in middle school.
When I was in middle school, I saw Backstreet Boys and
oh
Britney Spears.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Oh, classics. Yeah. Classics.
Oh, speaking of classics, I'm going at the end of August. We're going to a concert up at Shoreline.
Yes, we are.
It's The Offspring. It's Newfound Glory and Jimmy.
No
Carole.
Way. Oh is Newfound Glory that is my childhood.
So I've
band
seen
right there.
Jimmy Eat World and Newfound Glory before in a concert, but I haven't seen The Offspring yet. So
oh,
I'm
that's
going to
be
excited.
Such a good show.
What time is
jealous.
Start?
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm gonna look it up. At 5. It starts at 5
exactly,
p.m.
Exactly, yeah.
You have to be
everyone
in bed
will be
by 9.
Exactly.
You're so old.
Yeah. I went to a concert once. I forget who it was, but something similar. Where, like, it's definitely the people who were there. They grew up with that music. But I'm standing behind this guy. And of course, like, the band's late, right? And he's like, it's like 7. He's like, oh, this is like,
mad.
Yeah, he's like mad. He's like, I gotta get home. I looked at the babysitter. And I'm like, oh, what are they gonna stay and start in? Like, oh. I was like, yeah, I'm sorry, man.
Disgruntled fans on a whole new level.
Yeah, when I looked up the local band playing at Pearl Hour this weekend, I saw they started at 9. And
that's
I was like,
no.
I was like, oh,
it starts at 9.
Why?
For sure.
I was considering going, but I was like, that's late, man.
I will admit, because I do want to go this Saturday, but like last time I went, whatever, like last time they played, they didn't even start at 9, so it's like, oh my gosh.
Because it's just a hobby for them.
Yeah.
They don't know they have all these adoring fans.
I feel like I'm missing out. What is this?
So Pearl Hour, it's on Lighthouse. It's a pretty cool bar. It's a cocktail bar. And they have live music. Sundays and Wednesdays, they have live jazz, and they also have other stuff there. But on Saturday, I think Laura knows more of like the backstory. There's a... Sade cover. I don't want to
Sade,
call it.
Sade.
Sade. Excuse me. Sade.
Yeah.
Cover
so it's
band.
Called the band is called The Diamond Life, and my good friend, my dear friend Melissa DeRuin, sings with them, and they play around. They've done like 831 Night Market. They play Pearl Hour all the time, but
it's her Zach Westfall the bassist, and then then there's other people there. Anyway, so it's a whole group, but they get together specifically to perform like her music.
It's
like
a bar.
Vibe.
Yeah,
it's
cool. A bar, and
it's
they have a little
cool.
stage area.
Yeah, super small and intimate, though, so you got to get there, like, early, else it gets so packed.
So that's a problem.
Getting there early for a 9 o'clock show? I don't get that.
I'm telling you, it gets packed. I'm telling you, it gets super packed in there because it's, like, so small and intimate.
Fun fact.
Yes.
When I was 21 or 22, I sang on stage at Tootsie's in Nashville.
What?
Look at you.
Yeah.
Wow.
Very cool.
I don't
the record
know.
Deal didn't work out, and that's why you joined the Navy.
Sort of.
Aww.
I used to work at a dueling piano bar.
Are you serious? That's amazing.
Singing?
Yeah. No, I was a waitress, but I would get up every night to sing a couple songs. Yeah,
that's so
I love
cool.
that. What's
that's
your
so
go-to
cool.
song? Like to sing?
Bonnie Raitt, Something to Talk
what?
About.
Hey,
okay,
yeah.
All right.
That's a great one.
All right, good stuff. Love it.
All right, Anthony, what is your secret?
I don't have a spot. I do Apple
well,
Music.
Well, you understand
if you were,
the gist of the question.
It's like,
like
you
guilty
were
pleasure.
To have a Spotify list, what would be a guilty pleasure on that Wrapped list?
I don't know, to be honest with you, because I have like a pretty eclectic taste of music. So when I put it on shuffle, it can go from like Japanese, like 80s pop to like, I don't know, Miles Davis to like, it's all over the place. So I don't know if I have like a guilty pleasure per se.
Or if like
I think
someone
all of
were
that,
to get into your car,
I would
you would
consider
hit
all of that.
Yeah, all of that. Yeah.
Which,
well, that's actually
which song would you hit skip on if your friend got into the passenger
well,
seat?
Well, that's actually what happens sometimes. Like family comes in or like friends, and they're like, "What the hell's going on in your music?" Because it's all over the place.
Oh yeah, mine
I mean,
too.
You know what I mean? So I guess that's my guilty pleasure, like just going down a rabbit hole. And what I do is
plane.
That's
a big boy.
Yeah, that's a big one.
Commercial.
I love it when people can point out what kind of plane it is from the sound.
I mean, the only.
I mean, my 11-month-old child has been on 37 flights so far.
Oh my
so.
Gosh.
Are you serious?
Is it diamond status now?
That's
practically. Like,
starting.
I think that's more than me.
I go down the rabbit hole. And what I do for music is like I follow an artist, and not many people do this anymore. But they have like, they create an album. Right, and in the past, like they had to put on their best songs, whatever they may be, or whatever could sell, right? So nowadays, that's not necessarily the case per se. There's still like a lot of bands that have like their whole album is like the music they wanted to put on there. We're getting our food right now. Yeah, got some fries, some cauliflower, fish tacos. Thank you. So I don't know. I don't really have a guilty pleasure, I guess. I don't know, maybe a recent one, Ryan Adams. I don't know if y'all know Ryan Adams, 1989.
Adams?
Yeah, Ryan Adams. Yeah, I like Ryan Adams too, though. He does a cover of Taylor Swift's 1989, and it's phenomenal. I think it's better than her album, personally. So that I think that's something I listened to recently that, I don't know if it's, I'd be ashamed of it, but like, it'd be like, what am I listening to? Is this Taylor Swift? Like, who is this? Like, is this a cover band? I'm like, no, Ryan Adams, man. So like, anyways, that'd be, I guess, my answer to that, though, so.
Fair enough.
Do they still have Wrapped available? I was going to see if I could pull mine up. That way I could put my money where my mouth is. Pretty but I don't sure think do. So.
Oh, I have no idea.
Is it called something else now?
I have no idea.
I don't know, because everybody posts on Instagram at the end of the year, so I don't really post something.
I mean, to be fair, it is July, so.
Yeah.
I could delete it, I guess, right? Maybe the servers or something. Get rid of
yeah.
it.
Yeah. I remember one time, I didn't use Spotify that much. It was when I was just getting into it. Because mm-hmm. I prefer Pandora, and okay. we can go there. I like.
Also eating yourself, but yeah, I got it. What's they Pandora,
just do,
Mom?
They just do a better job making it random.
Yeah, I agree. I totally agree with that. Their algorithm's, like, better.
You know what I do like about Spotify, though, is that if you put something into a playlist, you can make it to where it's you're like, hey, I want to see recommended songs that kind of mix with
the same like
exactly.
vibe. Or yeah.
Which is why my Island Vibes playlist is so good.
Give me an example of who's on your Island Vibes playlist.
Let me just pull it up for you, because
I'm mentioning like a lot of, Isla Vista.
No.
Okay,
go for it.
Okay.
It's,
what are you seeing over there?
Yeah, I'm sure you'd like some people from Isla Vista, though. Down in Santa Barbara, there's tons
probably.
Of like, reggae bands from down there.
Also, I mean, all over my playlist is Fiji, and he just passed away
yeah.
recently.
Oh,
wait,
wow.
I didn't know
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
What?
Like 2 days ago, something.
What happened?
It was like probably like 5 or 6. Oh. I'm sure it was health condition stuff, because some of his last performances were, he was in a wheelchair.
What?
And,
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, he's so dope. That's crazy.
Yeah. But Jay Boog is all over that. Fia. I've got just so many good ones. Common Kings is on there. Kaloi Kai.
I guess let me give an example.
Don't worry, I'll share it later.
Like, all right. Let me give an example. I guess some of my like the music that I have. So Charlie XCX, right? Obviously.
That's not really a guilty pleasure, is it?
No, but I'm just giving you like the variety. There's the Hens. There's this like Latina like punk band from LA. Beverly Kenny, who was a jazz singer. Van Morrison.
Love Van Morrison.
Yeah, of course.
Dude, I saw Journey. I was.
Yes,
I was four
what?
Rows back. Granted, it was with, yes. it was not with Mom Brain. Steve Perry? Is that the who the lead singer used
no,
to be?
No, that was for Aerosmith.
No.
Steve Perry, right?
That's Steven Tyler.
Steven Tyler.
Yeah.
Oh, who's Steve Perry then?
Was it Steve Perry? Now I got to look it up, so I'm
I
not
don't know.
Wrong. But the old, you know, front man for Journey. Mm-hmm. And then it switched to the guy that.
Filipino guy.
The
right?
Filipino guy.
Yeah,
I saw it with the Filipino guy,
oh,
and
cool.
holy moly, it was such a great show.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've seen really good things about the new lead singer.
I've seen Journey Revisited, or whatever the cover band is from this area.
I love that.
I've seen the Beach Boys in concert.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. You like live music, huh? We kind of picked a good topic for mm-hmm. you. You've seen a lot of concerts.
Well, she picked the topic, to be fair.
The universe picked the topic.
Exactly.
The royal
universe,
yeah.
man.
Karma.
Man.
All right, Alora, what's on your guilty pleasure Spotify Wrapped list?
You're going to find a lot of show tunes on my Spotify.
Disney?
I think I was, yeah, Disney. I think I was, and something that showed up in my Spotify Wrapped was actually a podcast that I listened to.
Oh, what is that?
Called True Crime Brewery.
Oh.
So, yeah, it's a husband and wife duo that talk about, like, extensively talk about, it's not a 20-minute, it's like an hour and a half episode.
Like
they go over the background of the person and their childhood and their parents' childhood sometimes, where it's just like you're getting full. It's great for long drives because you don't have to change it, but great podcast. And I was apparently in one of the top 0.1 whatever you said listeners of that one.
Yeah.
They're like, you listen to so many hours,
you beat everybody else out. It's like
I
a
did.
Facebook top fan badge or whatever.
Yeah.
Like you're the one supporting this couple. Like their lifestyle.
Yeah, exactly.
Like
I buy, yeah, me specifically. Yeah, show tunes and true crime podcasts, pretty much.
You know
here.
What's great about show tunes is when you go and do karaoke and people get up and do like duets from show tunes, and
yeah.
it's just the best.
Mm-hmm. Aww.
Mm-hmm.
All the theater kids coming
unless
out to play.
Like, unless it's Afternoon Delight, then like, you know, then maybe like you should do that with your cousin, maybe. You know,
with your cousin.
Probably shouldn't do that. What I'm saying, like, sing
shouldn't
that song.
Do that.
Shouldn't
I
do
agree.
That.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, it's actually cousin marriage is the most it's the most normal thing in the world. But anyways, maybe not here, obviously.
That's a topic for next week. Cousin marriage.
There you go. Pin it, y'all. We're going to talk about cousin marriage and the history of it next week. That's what Laura wants.
Here we go. I think, like, kind of the same thing as, like, I'm not embarrassed about anything that's on my playlist. But, and it's going to be, like, show tunes, definitely theater, 100%. And things that I get, you know, down a rabbit hole, or it's my new fixation stuff. What I think would be is embarrassing, especially a little bit embarrassing this past December, was the fact that I was like, the top is the fixation part. It's like, you were the top 0.3% of listeners for like this album or whatever.
Yeah.
And you've released extra content. Like, they have, if you're in the top whatever of listeners, they have like these codes, exclusive content codes that you get, and you can like release new stuff from the artist.
That's pretty cool, though.
So I think it's like a little bit embarrassing. Like, oh, I didn't realize I fixated that much on on whatever it is.
Can you see who else is like they're the top, like their profiles? No. I mean, that'd be an interesting thing to do, don't you think?
I think also, the artist can, but the other individual like listeners can.
I thought of my skippable ones is definitely like the early 2000s screamo that I'm still obsessed with from high school.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Right now.
I would skip all of that.
This December's playlist is definitely going to have K-pop Demon Hunters.
Oh, as, like, I still haven't seen that. But it looks so good. I've seen bits and pieces.
It is amazing and is my current fixation, 100%.
Mm. Dope.
So, I think that's it.
Music, and more music.
Cool. Mm-hmm.
But I was going to say that what bothers me is I would listen to more music, except for I drive a nice little Jeep Wrangler, and I updated the radio in it two duty stations ago. And then during that duty station, there was like, my commute used to be.
And we got Scott here. Scott just showed up. Scotty boy.
Hi, Scott.
The Scotty man.
That's right. Scotty man. That's right.
Oh, thank you.
But I upgraded the radio, and then my commute was about 45 minutes. And, you know, with a Jeep Wrangler, your top's always down, whatever. And halfway from on the drive home, a rainstorm started. And no big deal. Like, I'm just continually driving.
Yeah.
But that residual moisture that kind of warps into the car got into the radio killed it. I haven't gotten around to replacing it yet. So
no music.
No music.
It's just silence. Just the sound.
Thankfully,
the engine,
my commute is a lot shorter now.
What about a CD player? Tape deck?
No. I replaced the whole thing. Took the car apart because, Jeep is kind of like Legos for a car.
It's modular.
And I keep telling my husband I want to get around to it, but...
No, you have a kid.
Yes, we have a baby, so that's just not going to happen.
Yeah.
So I was watching The Last of Us, the first season, and there's an episode where they play a David Bowie song, but it's like lullaby style. So you should check it out. So like, it's a whole like album of like
they
lullaby.
They do have lullabies that are like...
It's pretty dope.
Pop punk lullabies.
I love that.
It's pretty cool. You should check it out. Yeah, I forget the name of the artist for this one, but it was
bad mom.
I can only count to four. Is it like that type of stuff?
It's just the tunes.
To the bodies at the floor is I can only count to four. Yeah. Have you seen that?
Oh, yeah. I have.
I can only count to four. I can't.
It's like it's so funny.
And then there's my husband who used to like be obsessed with the Chappelle Show, and my child is teething right now, so he'll grab his ear. And my husband, every time my baby goes, grabs his ear, he goes, "Turn my headphones up! Turn my headphones up!" And I'm like, "Where is that from?" He goes, "Oh, I got to show you the episode." Oh,
is it funny?
Went to the Chappelle Show rabbit hole.
It's where the Dave Chappelle, his character in the whatever skit that is a recording artist, and the whole song is "Turn my headphones up! Turn my headphones
up!" And they just turn his headphones up. Okay.
I saw him live. He's a chain smoker. He doesn't stop smoking.
Oh, that wouldn't shock me. I think I saw something on Netflix where he just sat there in front of people. It was like during COVID when he did it in Ohio, because that's where I think he's from.
Where
you
light one cigarette with the end of the other cigarette.
You're not supposed to smoke in there, because the place I was at, you're always supposed to smoke in there, but it doesn't matter. He's going to like keep smoking.
So is he like our animal therapists that need to...
Oh, yeah.
That's right. I ran away.
The human equivalent.
So great.
He's like, "Let me tell you the stories that I've heard."
That's hilarious. It's called a throwback, by the way. That's a very good one. Good throwback.
Mom brain is working.
Love it.
Perfect. All right. Well, that's all we have for today. Thank you very much. And I hope you guys enjoy the episode and join us for our next Unfiltered episode coming shortly.
Thank Cheers. You, Christina, Cheers. For joining us.
Thanks, Christina.
Cheers.
Thanks for joining us in the Trident Room. For more information about today's guests and topics, please visit the show notes online at nps.edu/Trident Room Podcast. The Trident Room Podcast has been brought to you by the Naval Postgraduate School Alumni Association and Foundation. For questions, comments, and suggestions, please email us at TridentRoomPodcastHost@nps.edu.